Jessica, last weekend we spoke about it. Interest in the Epstein files and the Epstein case is sky high, and the American public does not trust what the government is selling them. What are we talking about here? Is the government hiding Epstein's alleged client? Let's get this. 69% of Americans agree that the federal government is, in fact, hiding Epstein's alleged client.
So listen, this story just continues to get worse for Donald Trump, and you can tell it's bugging him. And I want to talk a little bit today about why this issue is so fundamentally different for Donald Trump and his supporters, and take you through some of this timeline. Really quickly, my name's Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Auchler on the Adam Auchler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. We talked a little bit about this on our new live show Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. This issue has been so different for Trump supporters. Obviously, we've seen, and I've made many videos. I made a video today of Trump supporters saying, I don't know if I support him anymore after, you know, I lost my job because he ripped away all these environmental investments that Joe Biden made, or he didn't, you know, handle tariffs like he was supposed to, or immigration. We've seen that happen. We've seen Trump supporters kind of get away from the president, say, I might be thinking about voting for a different party in 2026. But this very core base, this cult-like base, we've really never seen turn on Trump until now. And it's different, and I want to talk about it. So before I continue to play this CNN video, there is a video, or excuse me, an article from The Atlantic, how Trump primed his base to turn against him, and talking about a little bit about why this issue is different. Not only, obviously, do the vast majority of Americans, as you heard in the beginning of this video, want the Epstein files released and believe the government is still hiding something, including Republicans, but this is fundamental to who Donald Trump is. Third, and perhaps most important, the questions about Epstein cut directly to the core of Trump's political appeal. Although many of his supporters, or should we say past supporters, opposed military raids like the Iran bombing and support for Ukraine, their affection for him is not about policy, it's personal. His fundamental proposition to voters was, I will tell you what the other politicians refuse to tell you. That's why backers hailed his, quote, authenticity, something I scream about a lot, and honesty, even though he was the most prolific liar to ever occupy the Oval Office, no small feat. I talk about this all the time. Donald Trump is the most authentic, least authentic person to ever exist. He lies more outrageously and consistently than any, frankly, maybe person in American history. There's some data to back that up. But he's also seen as very truthful and honest. And when he's been doing this his entire political career, it's been, they are after me. They being the deep state. I am different. All of Washington is corrupt, and I am going to get in there and tell you the truth. I'm going to expose the deep state. I am the victim. They are coming after me. And so this is so core, this idea that the Epstein client list is hiding that kind of deep state that's out there that is, you know, controlling our government, doing evil things with children, all these different things. And so when Trump gets in and promises to release this list, it's fundamental to his entire the ideology, everything he's run on in the last 10 years. And when he doesn't do it, it strikes to the core of what MAGA believes. And you have to question it. And that's why people are starting to turn on him. But again, it's going to continue to be so important to push this message so people don't forget. Because in this news cycle, it's brutal. You know, Donald Trump has turned on so many promises, like the Ukraine war, ending it in 24 hours and not sending any more money. Now he's sending money, or bombing Iran, or tariffs, or all of these different things. If I bring you back here to the video, let's watch a little bit more of what this CNN pollster has to say from just an hour ago.
Client list versus just 6% who say that they are not. And get this, a majority of Republicans and Democrats do in fact agree on this issue that the government is hiding Epstein's alleged client list. You can never get a majority of Republicans and Democrats to agree on anything, but they do agree on this particular issue. And perhaps not so surprisingly, you get a plurality of Democrats and Republicans agreeing that they are dissatisfied with the amount of information that the government has released so far. What are we talking about this? Well, we're talking about, if we look at Republicans and independents who lean Republican, 43% are dissatisfied with the amount of information released so far, compared to, get this, just 4% of Republicans who are in fact satisfied with the amount of information released so far by the federal government.
So again, it is the core of the MAGA base right now that is really upset. And something I tweeted Recently, three-time Trump voter and January 6th insurrectionist randomly becomes sentient and realizes MAGA is a cult. This is Philip Anderson, someone I've talked about a lot because I find him very fascinating. He's voted for Trump three times. He got charged for his actions on January 6th. He stormed the Capitol. He's charged with felonies. And now all of a sudden tweeting things and essentially turning on Trump, saying anyone who's still backing him is a fraud. Donald Trump let me down, all these things. Donald Trump could line up dozens of children on the White House lawn and do X, Y, or Z to them, and these paid influencers would still make up some 5D chess or you don't get it because you aren't real MAGA excuse. You people are an embarrassment and a disgrace. It's like, oh my God, he just randomly realized that all of MAGA is a cult. And again, to see someone like this start to break away and realize this is pretty fundamental. But again, it's like people like you and I screaming to friends and family, hey, Donald Trump could literally shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and not lose a single voter. He said it himself. We've been screaming about this cult aspect for so long. And it is kind of, I don't know, makes you a little angry to hear someone like Philip say this because it's like, no shit, but whatever. I digress. And the thing is for Donald Trump, it's bothering. It is. Trump lashes out on weaklings who believe Epstein bullshit amid building GOP pressure to release documents. We talked a little bit about that timeline again on our live show. But we also talked about the fact that not only is he upset and lashing out at his own supporters, getting ratioed on Truth Social, on his own, you know, social media platform and account, I mean, ratioed, meaning he got more likes than, he got more comments than likes. His supporters were upset. But the other thing he's doing is he's just treating this differently. The Wall Street Journal obviously released a huge bombshell that Donald Trump sent this very creepy, disgusting birthday card to Jeffrey Epstein. And Donald Trump called, we learned, he called the editor at the Wall Street Journal 2 days before the story released and said, I'm going to sue you if you don't kill this story. And so some Trump supporters who are still sticking with Trump are saying, well, look how fake this Wall Street Journal story is. It's ridiculous. I'm like, oh yeah, Donald Trump's treating it just like every other fake news story. He's calling up the editor in chief and screaming at him. It's like, no, this is clearly different for Donald Trump, not only in his actions, like directly calling the Wall Street Journal, but just the way he responds to questions about Epstein. He treats it fundamentally differently. And now obviously moving to file a lawsuit against Robert Murdoch and all of this and sue for defamation, all this garbage, that's not going to go anywhere. Because again, free speech doesn't exist and we have government figures suing people and threatening to prosecute people who post fake news. We're in a new time in American history. It's very, very, very scary. Listen, I want to know from the comments down below your thoughts on all of this. It's truly maddening. And I'm curious like what the next week is going to look like for Donald Trump. Somebody's head is going to be had, frankly. And I mean that as in, like, somebody's going to have to be fired over this. And I assume they're going to maybe put Pam Bondi out there and just say, you know what, you're getting fired. I know that, you know, they've said that they're going to release all these new documents, this grand jury testimony. But again, that doesn't even make any sense. It's not what they promised. And it's going to be so key that we keep reminding Trump supporters, whatever they're about to do is still not what they promised. It has nothing to do with the courts blocking, releasing grand jury testimony. It's nothing. They are just lying to you. And we need to keep hammering it home, which is why I say it's really important if you can share this video, like it, subscribe. Again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I know I'm sitting at Adam's desk right now, and we both look kind of similar, where we look like every white guy ever. But I am Chris Mowry. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. And on this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, a lot of what won them the election, to remind Trump supporters what they voted for and say, this is not what you're getting. He's done the opposite of everything. And so it goes such a long way if you want to join this community to just hit subscribe. I appreciate you so much. You guys rock. We appreciate all the love, and I will see you in the next video.